My name is Tanaya. I'm 13. I'm going into ninth grade, but I'm going to be in the same school. And I kind of know all my high school teachers already because we met them in the last 2 days of school. And, like, they told us what we would be learning and stuff. So we're going to learn about Pittsburgh, like a lot about Pittsburgh. And then we're going to be doing history and social studies and stuff like that. In science, we're supposed to be doing like a lot of labs and stuff. So I'm kind of excited for that, especially since they're still going to be about genetics. It's really different from other middle schools because inside tech, it's not considered recess. It's considered activity, and it's an hour and something long, and you get to choose what you want to do instead of the teacher picking it for you. You have your ratings from 1 to 5, and they'll put it into this spreadsheet. Then you'll get to pick them, and then after lunch, then you'll go to your activity. Another thing is we only have 4 learning periods, and they're like each an hour and 80 minutes long. So they're really long. And it might sound like, wow, those must be really boring, but it's fun because like it's more hands-on in a way. And you get to work by yourself if you like need time. So the teacher isn't going step by step. Like you get time to do it on your own so you can learn to make mistakes and fix them. Some of the advantages are you'll see like where you messed up. You can like ask, is this right? And then the teacher will help you step by step to fix it. Or if you don't understand it, the teacher will come to you and sit next to you and sit down so they can actually help you so you can learn it. Or you can ask your peers. If I was giving some advice to younger people, when the teacher says to listen, most of the time you should really listen. Yeah, especially in reading, because that's the one thing that I'm not the best at. When they like telling you stuff, you should like really listen because that's going to help you. And especially in grammar and stuff, because as you keep going on and then it's going to be English class, they're going to teach you different ways how to pronounce stuff and different verbs and stuff. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to be lost.